A Sydney man living in Denmark says the Danes and Canadians have common frustrations with U.S. President Donald Trump. Stephen Angel says his new neighbors want Trump to back off in his efforts to acquire Greenland. Angel says he can relate given Trump's efforts to acquire Canada as the 51st state.
You know, I'll speak from Cape Breton, you know, just the little things people were doing when Trump was ramping up that sort of rhetoric against Canada. The little things that people were doing, like in the grocery store. I often tell Danes, you know, when all this was going on in Canada, we felt the same as you did. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to fight the U.S.? That's impossible. It's the largest army in the history of the world. So we fought back in our own way. At the grocery stores, you remember that, right? That people would turn a product upside down if it was made in the U.S., and then when you'd walk down the aisle, you'd see something upside down, and you go, oh, okay, that's a U.S. product. We won't buy that one. So, you know, the little kind of things that are happening. There's not as much American products on the shelf here in Europe as there is in Cape Breton. So there's not a way to sort of battle them economically, other than with sort of the reverse tariff kind of concept. So I do have a sense of the solidarity with the Danish people, having gone through the experience ourselves in Canada with that whole 51st state nonsense that was happening a year ago.
Antle says Prime Minister Mark Carney made an impact at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland when he spoke about the New World Order and how middle powers like Canada can benefit by working together.
I talked to some Danes who are, you know, not necessarily know very much about Canada or very much about our Prime Minister, but they do now because he made a pretty impressive speech at that World Economic Summit, and I think it landed pretty well here.
Meanwhile, Antle says Danish people say Trump's efforts are unsettling, but also baffling.
Well, I mean, the Danes have been asking the Americans for years why they pulled out. I mean, the Americans pulled out of Greenland. So that's why this is all so confusing. You know, they had 17 bases on Greenland. They had 20,000 troops at the end of World War II there. Now they have 150 people at the Pufftig space base there. So it's like they chose to leave. They weren't asked to leave. They chose to leave. So it seems that that's why it's so confusing.
Antle goes on to say, regardless of the confusion, Greenlanders and the Danes are building stronger relationships. And he says their united culture teaches them that money can't buy everything.
The unintended consequences of this is the same effect it had, I think, that it had in Canada, which is this new, not that it's a new sense of national pride, but there's a unity between Greenland and Denmark that they've been trying to work on for generations that has fast forward because of this situation. The Danes and the Greenlanders are, I think, more united than they ever have been, given that it's sort of a semi-autonomous sovereign territory. Having said that, Denmark, you know, pays all the bills, right? It covers all of the health care and education costs for everyone in Greenland. And the other thing about Greenland that's interesting is all this talk of ownership and we have to own it and we have to own it coming from the U.S. I think the irony of that is not one of the 56,000 Greenlanders owns the land they live on. Greenlanders don't believe that people should be allowed to own land. You can own your house, but you can't own the land. The land belongs to everyone. They feel that way about the ocean, too, because obviously the fishing grounds off of Greenland are incredible. I had Greenland shrimp for lunch today. So, you know, the rich fishing grounds there. And their belief is that you don't own land. You live on the land, but you don't own the land. So the concept of trying to buy them off or anything like that just falls on deaf ears there.
Antle is originally from Sydney, and he married a Danish woman in Cape Breton. They relocated to Denmark in October to work and live. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.